Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, December 22nd, 2017. The pilot union Cockpit has called upon Ryanair pilots to strike today. The strike will be across Germany between 5 a.m. and 9 a.m. and is a first in the history of Ryanair. In Berlin, the airline operates from Schönefeld. At least 7 flights will be affected, and passengers are advised to contact Ryanair directly about their planned trips. Cockpit communicated that the first exploratory talks with Ryanair could not take place, as the airline rejected 2 out of the 5 members of the union's negotiation commission. Cockpit negotiator Ingolf Schumacher said that Ryanair is only buying time and wants to make sure that their lucrative Christmas business is not affected. The employee representatives demand several working condition improvements for the 4,000 pilots. A video of a man shouting anti-Semitic slurs at a restaurant owner has caused worldwide attention. It was shot outside the Israeli restaurant Feinberg in Schöneberg by a friend of the restaurant owner while they were having a cigarette break outside. When a 60-year-old man walked by the couple, he saw a menorah in the window and immediately started to shout at them, bringing up several Jewish stereotypes and saying, quote, "Nobody wants you people." A bypassing police patrol arrested the man while he continued insulting the officers. The case has stirred a lot of attention in the Jewish community. In a support visit, Israel's ambassador to Germany, Jeremy Isherhof, stopped by Feinberg's on Thursday and commented to the German media that it was important to deal right away with such cases with zero tolerance, adding that the right reaction to any kind of anti-Semitism is an immediate reaction. German politicians like Federal Justice Minister Heiko Maas condemned the incident, calling it unbelievable and inexcusable. He also encouraged citizens to fight anti-Semitic hate speech with courage. The Berlin Fire Brigade had to respond to an emergency in Moabit yesterday morning. A scaffolding collapsed and injured 2 people. One man was trapped at a height of 6 meters above the ground, prompting rescuers to descend from a roof to rescue him. Luckily, no one was trapped under the rubble, which was intensely searched for several hours with the help of rescue dogs. Why the scaffolding collapsed is unclear. Structural engineers secured the accident site in order to prevent other parts of the building from crashing. The killing of a 36-year-old woman in Berlin-Buch on Wednesday was possibly a crime with personal motives. The Berlin police are investigating a 33-year-old for manslaughter who turned himself in at a police station and claimed to have killed his acquaintance in the Wolfgang Heinz Strasse in Buch. Officers found the woman stabbed to death in her apartment. The 33-year-old is said to have been in a relationship with the woman, and police don't yet know what triggered his actions. The woman leaves behind 3 boys, aged 10, 12, and 14. Prenzlauer Allee had to be closed down between the S-Bahn station Prenzlauer Allee and Danziger Straße yesterday. A suitcase with the word bomb on it was found in front of a building. The bomb squad was called, and after an inspection, they could confirm that the suitcase was harmless. The street was reopened around 2:30 p.m. About 160 inmates were released from Berlin prisons prematurely so they can celebrate Christmas with family and friends. The so-called Christmas amnesty is a tradition and affects prisoners who were about to be released by January 6th anyway, in an attempt to help them ease their reentry into society. Only prisoners who have conducted themselves well and did not commit a heavy crime are considered for the program. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be taking a short break over the long holiday weekend and will be back on Wednesday. Thanks for listening.